Elise Morgan with the finance.
Good morning. Well, global markets finished lower overnight thanks in part to concerns about the effect of Russia's import bans and what that will have on the global economy. The Dow Jones retreated 0.5% to 16,369. The S&P 500 finished 0.6% lower. Overnight, Russia announced an array of bans on food imports from countries with sanctions against it, including the US, European nations and Australia. Australia exports around $400 million of agricultural products to the country each year. Russia is the EU's second biggest market for food exports, though. That's worth $18 billion, and US exports are worth $1.5 billion. So the bans are expected to take an economic toll. Elsewhere, US data revealed the unexpected fall in jobless claims last week, pointing to a further strengthening of labour market conditions and making a US rate rise more likely. In company news, the US arm of News Corp has reported a disappointing $12 million profit for the fourth quarter. Australian newspaper revenue declined by 18%, of which some it's blaming on foreign currency trade. Across the Atlantic, markets fell, dragged down by poor company results and worries about Russia's relations and the strength of the economy as well. Speaking overnight, the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, warned that growth in the region is slowing. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.6%, while the main indexes in Europe retreated an average 1.1%. The local share market is set to fall at the beginning of trade. The SPY 200's 0.5% lower at 5,423. The Aussie dollar continued to fall overnight. It's now worth around 92.7 US cents. And on commodity markets, spot gold continued to rise. It's now worth 1,311 US an ounce, James.